George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball is on the air. Welcome in to our seventh year broadcasting live Longhorn men's basketball from the regular season through the UIL playoffs on GRHS iRadio. Brian Henry is the Longhorns' new coach in a new district, 26A, with new opponents from Fort Bend ISD. But the overarching dream remains the same, to bring a 6A championship trophy back to the ranch. George Ranch High School men's basketball is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by the generosity of our fine GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando for today's game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Alongside Jerry Toops tonight, I'm Tom Tirando, and we welcome you into 26A varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The Travis Tigers are in the building. This is a redo of sorts after the game was canceled early in district play in December. And so we're playing on a rare Monday night with a rare start time of 6 o'clock instead of the normal tip-off at 7. But here we are. Both clubs are ready to get after it. This is a district game that both teams want to get out of the way. The second half of the season is starting on Wednesday. And when we bring up Wednesday, we're also talking about the fact that 26A basketball is moving away this season from its Tuesday and Friday scheduling to Wednesday and Saturday because of the shortage of referees in the Houston area to staff all the games. They're doing that in women's basketball, doing it in men's basketball. We'll be on the air Wednesday night with Lady Longhorns varsity basketball in their first Wednesday appearance. They've actually had a couple games on Saturday. We did all of those. Brian Henry's club will play this evening, and then they'll play their first district Saturday game against Dulles right here at George Ranch. We'll be on the air for that one at 12:45. Tip-off is 1 o'clock. Phew. All right, that's all of that.
That's neat that they're doing the Wednesday-Saturday just so the kids can keep playing with the refs. That's nice that they're able to do that.
Yeah, one of the byproducts of the pandemic and trying to accommodate all of these leagues and all of these games around the Houston area. So 26A kind of shifted gears and go Wednesday, Saturday from now through the end of both seasons, and then the playoffs will start in mid to late February as they normally do. As I said at the outset of the broadcast, Jerry Toops is with me tonight. This is our first chance to do some basketball together this season. Welcome in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here tonight. A privilege broadcasting the Longhorns with you.
George Ranch had a really well-balanced game last Friday night. They beat the George Bush High School Broncos 63-52. They were led in scoring by a guy we were chatting about before the broadcast started, Zion Harper, with 18 points, and then Jordan Lewis had 11, but a lot of balance thereafter. 8 points for Gary, 7 points for Iroa, 7 points for Beston, 6 for Ori Limbrick. And Jerry, that kind of balance is really good for a club to have.
Right, you can't just focus on one person, it's a team effort. And it's nice to see that continuing from last year. Had a really good balanced attack last year too.
And it was fun for me. The sophomore, Jamie Beston, got in the lineup mainly in the fourth quarter last Friday, and he knocked down 7 points, including a three-pointer. By the time he got back to the bench, the guys are all over him for that contribution. So really well-balanced scoring. It kind of evened up the overall play for the Longhorns at 5-5. It put them one game ahead of the league at 3-2 in the district as they come into this one tonight. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our pregame interview with Brian Henry. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio is brought to you in part by these fine athletic booster club sponsors: Lone Star sponsor, Harold Dentistry; Gold sponsors, Audra O'Neill Team Real Estate; Greg Harris, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance; and Talus Insurance. A salute to our black level sponsors, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, Memorial Hermann Medical Group, and Reliant, an NRG company. And a special thank you to our maroon sponsors, Mack Hike Auto Group and Pearl Dynasty Cuisine. It's easy to become an Athletic Booster Club member or sponsor. Just go to grhsabc.com and choose the member or sponsorship level that fits for you. Thanks again to all of our wonderful sponsors. Now, back to the game.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. And before that, thank you, Bob Riley, for our billboard of all of our wonderful GRHS ABC sponsors who underwrite our broadcasts in football, basketball, and baseball on GRHS iRadio. As we try to do every game, no matter who the opponent is and no matter what sport it is, we had our pregame sit down with Brian Henry. And here's that interview. Hi, welcome back to our pregame show. This is our chance to talk to Brian Henry, the Longhorns head coach. And coach, let's step back a few days before we talk about the game tonight with Travis. You got some good balance out of your guys last Friday against Bush.
All right, most definitely. We really bind together and play both sides of the ball on offense and defense. Early on in the first half, we kind of was out-rebounded, but we gathered at halftime and got back on our assignments to execute.
Your top scorer was Zion Harper, but I was really pleased to see Jamie Beston come in. He knocked down 7 points in the fourth quarter, including a tray, and you had some balance with Gary and Iroa and Jordan Lewis. It was a nice top-to-bottom scoring.
Yeah, that's the more important to explain to the guys, those guys coming off the bench, to really respect them, to give a burst, to relieve, to see what's going on during the game, whether it's a couple minutes or more minutes, just being productive to add something to the team to help us out along the way during the game.
You were able to square up your record at 5-5 and then go ahead a little bit in the district at 3-2. What are you expecting tonight from Travis?
They're a very seasoned, well-coached team. Coach Brunson has those guys as well, executing on all levels. I'm expecting a fast-paced game, up and down, but we just want to be focused on getting some stops and making them work hard on the offensive end.
And if when you watch tape on a team like this, how do you prepare your guys? What do you want them to accomplish? Where do you want them to be?
Well, I want them to accomplish way to take away their strengths, everything they're good at. We want to try to focus on that in doing film study and see if we can just throw them off balance, their timing, and just get it at our pace and not just to play up to their speed, but just do what we best on the side of the ball.
Okay, and now the district is going to a Wednesday-Saturday cadence for the remainder of the season. You guys don't play this Wednesday. You do play Saturday afternoon, and we understand that's because referees are short around the Houston area.
Yes, that's going to be, I was telling our guys, we'll be having 4 practices a week, which is going to be kind of an adjustment for us. And once we get a balance after that first week, playing that Wednesday and Saturday and getting on that schedule, I believe we can adjust real well after the first week.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the tip-off between the Travis Tigers and the George Ranch High School Longhorns from the ranch on a rare Monday night game at a earlier tip-off time. And I don't know what kind of sports fan I am, but I completely forgot about the national championship game, which is tonight on ABC.
Yes, it should be a good one.
And I think this game will be pretty much over, and we'll be back on our couches like potatoes by 8 o'clock or so, and by the time the kickoff is. So I'm sure we'll get a lot of that in. Let's talk about 26A basketball. Travis at 9-3 overall, 4-0 in district play. Ridgepoint at 5-0. Elkins at 4-1. George Ranch 3-2. And then Clements 2-4. Austin 1-4. And then a tie at the bottom between Bush and Dulles. Both are winless at 0-4. The only other game tonight is Bush at Dulles, and we'll see if we can find a score on that one. That's also a 6 o'clock tip-off, like we are here. Then off day for everybody tomorrow, Wednesday night, as the teams begin that Wednesday-Saturday cadence we talked about. Austin at Dulles, Travis at Elkins, and Bush at Ridgepoint. All games Wednesday night, and all games tipping off on the schedule, at least at 7 o'clock. The Longhorns men's team will play Saturday at 1 o'clock versus the Dulles Ball Club. We will be on the air at 12:45 live from right here in the southwest corner of the gym at George Ranch High School. The tip-off is set for 1 o'clock. Travis has a game, as we pointed out, Wednesday at Elkins at 7 o'clock. The last game that the Tigers played, they beat Dulles 65-48. As we mentioned, 9-3 overall, 4-0, and in first place in 26A, George Ranch 5-5. 3-2 in the district and in fourth place. We got about 10 seconds left. We'll run down the starting five right now for you for the Travis Tigers. Makai McIntyre, the senior 6-foot guard, in one starting position. Jared Samuels, also a senior at 5'9". Cam Oliver, a senior at 6'1". Cameron Crockett, a junior at 6'6". And Joe Cadet, also a senior at 6'3". So it'll be Makai McIntyre, Jared Samuels, Cam Oliver, Cameron Crockett, and Joe Cadet, the starting five for Craig Bronson's 9-3 Travis Tigers. On the George Ranch side of this scorebook tonight. The starting five go this way. Stephen Woods, the senior. Ori Limbrick, a senior. Jordan Lewis, also a senior. Jaden Gary, guess what class he's in. He's also a senior. And Isiosa Iroa, a senior. So an all-veteran lineup, an all-upperclassman lineup for Brian Henry's Longhorns. Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, Jordan Lewis, Jaden Gary, and Isiosa Iroa, the starting five for the Longhorns. And our public address announcer, doing the same thing we just did, introducing the starting five for both clubs to the fans here from both the Travis Tigers and the George Ranch Longhorns across the way. Longhorns have some pretty balanced average scoring in their lineup. Stephen Woods averages 9.8 points per game. Limbrick, 8.4. Jordan Lewis, 6.4. Jaden Gary, 5.9. And Isiosa Iroa, 7.3 points per game. So some balance there. The Longhorns score 51.1 points per game on average, but they give up 53.5 points per game. On the other side, Tigers average 62.5 points a game. They give up 52.5.
Wow.
So those numbers are going to collide here tonight. We'll have to see how those things come out. But when you look at them on paper.
That's pretty good to average so 60-plus points in high school.
All right, jumping up, Cameron Crockett for the Tigers. On the other side, Jaden Gary will jump center for George Ranch. And the ball is in the air, and we are underway at George Ranch. Makai McIntyre into Crockett. Now ball held high by Joe Cadet, way out top, over to McIntyre. A lot of ball movement, and McIntyre is found down low near the basket all by himself. It's 2-0 Travis. Longhorns to Stephen Wood out top. Woods around to Iroa. Iroa in the corner to Woods, right in front of us here at George Ranch. Out top to Ori Limbrick, back to Woods in the left corner. Three-pointer on the way. That one hits some iron and taken
short.
Down by Cam Oliver. And again to McIntyre. He works on Iroa. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound Iroa.
Good block out.
Longhorns, good position for that rebound on the shot. Ball out top to Limbrick. Almost goes through his hands, but he saves it from going out of bounds. Over to Jordan Lewis. Lewis to Iroa. He drives on the basket. Kicks it back to Jaden Gary. Gary from the free throw line. That's off the back iron. Rebound comes down to Jared Samuels. And at the far end, Cam Oliver gets his first couple points of the night. On a lay-in on the left side. Here's Jordan Lewis, another three on the way, no good. Rebound McIntyre, ahead to Cam Oliver. Oliver from the right corner, off the glass, a little bit hard, and the rebound to Iroa. Iroa to Limbrick. Back out top to Iroa, and the Longhorns will move things around. That one almost stolen away, back into the possession of Ori Limbrick. Limbrick
count it.
With a shot inside the free throw line. That's good. And
good bounce off the rim.
The foul was whistled on Samuels, his first at the free throw line. Is Ori Limbrick. The basket was good. Limbrick will try to complete the three-point play. He's a 63% shooter in 10 games for George Ranch. That one is good by Limbrick, 4-3.
Good possession by the Longhorns there.
Almost lost control of the basketball, but got it back and turned it into something, a three-point play by Limbrick. To McIntyre on the right side. He drives, he scores, and he's fouled down low. Foul whistled against Jaden Gary, his first.
The first step got him past the defender.
6-3. Tigers have doubled up on George Ranch in the early going. McIntyre completes his three-point play. He's got 5 of the 7 points. For the Tigers early on. 5:30 left in the first quarter. Jerry Toops, Tom Tarando. Ball stolen away. First turnover by George Ranch. Ahead now to Cam Oliver, who lays it in.
Fouls on 5.
Foul on Jordan Lewis and Cam Oliver at the free throw line.
Got his arm a little bit before the shot.
That one kind of spins around the cylinder and goes in. 5 points for Oliver and 5 for McIntyre. That's the 10 for the Travis Tigers. Julian Camper in the lineup for George Ranch. Limbrick. Out top to Woods. Woods drives on the left side. He puts it up, and a foul called.
Blocking.
On Joe Cadet, the 6'3 senior. That's his first. At the free throw line is Stephen Woods, 55% free throw shooter. Her shot on its way hits the back iron and goes off. Second free throw by Stephen Woods. That one hit both the back and front iron and went off. 10-3. Tigers still by 7. Jared Samuels works on Camper. Now gives to Cadet.
Traveling.
And over into the corner to McIntyre, but he's called for traveling. Both teams with 1 turnover.
Shots are a little off for George Ranch. Hopefully they can find the range.
A little sluggish in the early going for the Longhorns. Maybe it's a Monday night. Maybe it's the 6 o'clock tip-off. We don't know. That one is taken away. And the lay-in at the other end by Cam Oliver.
14, I think.
Julian Camper whistled for the personal foul. So, again, Oliver will have a chance at a three-point play. Free throw on the way, and that's good. Oliver with 8 points. Longhorns down by 10.
Need 13, to get a basket
here. 3. Out top to Jordan Lewis. Lewis picked up out there by Oliver. Now around the horn to Camper in the left corner. Into Zion Harper in the ball game. Now to Lewis along the baseline. Kicks it way out top.
Open
Julian
shot.
Camper's 3-pointer is off the mark.
Wide open 3. Got to hit him.
Foul away from the basketball called on junior Cameron Crockett. Longhorns will inbound under their own basket, down by 10. To Lewis. Lewis to Camper. Camper, jump shot from the free throw line.
Got the bounce.
Hits glass and goes in for Julian Camper. His first 2 points of the night.
Needed that basket.
They sure did. 13-5. Longhorns still down by 8. Now to Cam Oliver on the left side. Little turn rebounded around Jay. Pitch, no good. Rebound Zion Harper. Harper on the outlet to Camper. Camper looking down low, but he decides to go to the left side to Ori Limbrick. And Limbrick with the backwards dribble to set things up. And a foul this time.
Away from the ball.
Away from the ball, but this time on the Longhorns. Zion Harper is first. Stephen Woods, number one, picks up his opposite number, Makai McIntyre. McIntyre goes down low to Cam Oliver. And that shot won't drop. Rebound to Stephen Woods. Woods ahead to Limbrick.
Good call.
Jarrett Samuels with his second personal foul. And the Longhorns will inbound on the far side. George Ranch moving left to right across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your phone, your radio, however you're listening to us tonight. Maybe your crystal set like they did in the old days. Left to right, the Longhorns moving. Julian Camper.
Good pass.
Dishes one down low and a great look. Jaden Gary finishes that one off. Good assist by Julian Camper to find Jaden Gary.
Four in a row for the Longhorns.
All right, 13-7.
Traveling.
And a travel. Second turnover of the
McIntyre on the travel.
Early evening for the Tigers.
Let's go, Longhorns. Let's get six in a row.
Inbound to Limbrick, 2:30 left in the first quarter. Longhorns down by six. And Stephen Woods puts up the three-pointer. That turned out to be an air ball, went out of bounds. That's considered to be a turnover. And both clubs with two now.
Didn't look like that shot was blocked either. Way short.
Round the horn to Crockett up top. Jordan Lewis.
Oh, block.
And a blocking foul called against Lewis. That's Jordan Lewis's second personal foul on at the free throw line. 6'6 junior Cameron Crockett. First free throw spins around and goes out. Jamie Beston in for George Ranch. And we'll update you on the starting five of both clubs on the floor. Second free throw, also off the mark. That hit the left iron and kicked right.
Good pass.
And again, a lay-in by Jaden Gary on a good look pass. 13-9, Longhorns on a run.
6-0 run for the Longhorns.
They were down by 10, now down by 4.
That's a travel.
Yes, a math teacher will bear me out on that one.
Yes.
All right, shot did not make it. Ori Limbrick on the drive. That one knocked around. Out of bounds, last touched by George Ranch.
Fight he almost got that layup in.
Yeah, fight for the rebound. Jaden Gary finally couldn't control it and went out of bounds. Turnover number 3 for George Ranch. Into the corner, and Cody Harris in the ball game now.
Ooh, good block.
Down low to Cameron Crockett. Ball is blocked. And
Camper, great block.
Out of bounds. McIntyre will trigger the inbound from underneath the basket.
Good pass.
And he gets it in, and the layup won't drop.
Tigers have gone cold.
Cameron Crockett's layup wouldn't fall. Julian Camper out top. Looked like he wanted to take that three. And Limbrick underneath the basket on a good look again and a good assist attempt.
Great shot.
By Julian Camper. That one wouldn't fall either. Ball goes out of bounds at the far end. Too high and too far for the Travis Tigers. Each team with three turnovers. Inside a minute to play in the first quarter. Tigers lead by 4. They led by as many as 10 in this early going. Now to Beston. Beston finds Camper down low, and he can't control it into the hands of Makai McIntyre. McIntyre kicks it in the corner to Cody Harris. Now back in the corner. McIntyre drives.
Good shot.
And lays it in. 7 points for Makai McIntyre.
That ended like a three-minute drought for the Tigers.
All right, to Julian Camper. Camper surveys what he's got.
Oh, good block.
And lofts it down low to Jaden Gary. He can't finish. Ball partially blocked into the hands of the Tigers. Inside 10 seconds to play in the first quarter. This is live Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio. Tigers with the basketball shot put up, but just a little bit late by Cody Harris. It was short.
Great defense at the end by the Longhorns on that.
Travis Tigers 15, Longhorns 9 after the first quarter. You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, thank you, ladies. One of my favorite promos, and I know that's Chris Elliott's absolute favorite promo. All right, let's talk about scoring. In the first quarter, Travis Tigers lead 15-9. Two players with all the points. Mm-hmm. Makai McIntyre, 7. Cam Oliver, 8. On the other side of the book, 4 for Jaden Gary, 3 Ori Limbrick, and a basket by Julian Camper. Longhorns, 4 turnovers. Travis with 3 in the first quarter. All right, Longhorns have Camper, Quarles, Jaden Gary, Iroa, and Beston out on the court for Brian Henry's Longhorns as we start quarter number 2. Tigers lead by 6, 15-9. Beston on the dribble right here in front of us in the right corner. Now tries to deliver down low again to Jaden Gary, and that ball goes off Jaden's fingertips and out of bounds. 5 turnovers, George Ranch. Into the corner, Jared Samuels. He dribbles out top before he dishes it out to Cody Harris.
Right,
stolen away by Julian Camper. Julian lays it up and in on the left side. Good hands, Julian Camper. 15-11, Longhorns down by 4. Drive on the basket at the far end by Makai McIntyre. That layup won't drop. The Longhorns got the rebound. Now to Camper. And out to Taylor Quarles. And Quarles hits the three-pointer just in the game. 15-14. Longhorns down by 1.
Way to open the second quarter by the Longhorns.
I tell you, the last couple games that we've called on the men's side, guys have come in and instantly contributed. There's a little turnaround jump shot on the right side by McIntyre. He's got 9 points. And the lead now back up to 3 for the Tigers. Back out to Quarles. Quarles again, 3-pointer. That one a little bit short. And taken off the boards by David Ross, the 6-foot senior in the lineup now for the Tigers. And that's a turnover, a travel. 5 turnovers now for each club.
Oh, charging call. Whoa, charging on, I think, 3. Yeah, they call charging on 3.
Well, that's his third personal foul.
Yeah, Samuels.
Take the turnover out of my book for right now. Camper with the left-hand dribble across center court. Ball almost stolen away. And now down low again to Jaden Gary. That one won't drop, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Makai McIntyre, his first at the free throw line. Jaden Gary, a 50% free throw shooter through 10 games for George Ranch. First shot is good by Jaden Gary.
All Cotton.
17-15. And make it 17-16 as Gary converts on both free throws. Lead has been as much as 10 by the Tigers. Now down to 1. Three-pointer on the way
good
from the
rebound.
Right corner by Cam Oliver. That's off the iron into the possession of George Ranch. Iroa, three-pointer, kind of on the run. That one no good. Rebound Cameron Crockett. Crockett sends it ahead to Cody Harris, but that goes out of bounds, and George Ranch will take possession. Now each team has 5 turnovers.
George Ranch could get them 3s to fall. It would be a different game. About 1 out of 8 on the three-pointers.
5:35 left before halftime. Longhorns down by 1. And Julian Camper too high and too far for Beston. And threw that ball away. Down low to Joe Cadet. Cadet kicks it back out. Jump shot from the right side
rebound
by Oliver. No good. Rebound Tigers. Kick back out to Cameron Crockett.
Good job.
His shot is off into the possession of George Ranch, taken by Taylor Quarles. And ahead. Now back to Quarles on the left side. Three-pointer on the way from out top. And he hits
Camper.
It. Julian Camper with 5 points.
We're up.
First time the Longhorns have been ahead in the ball game. It's 19-17.
Wide open three, and he made it count. Another steal by Camper. Great game by Camper.
Good steals, good assists, and some good shooting. Quarles with
does
the three-pointer.
Does that count as an assist on that air ball?
Ball got knocked around and ended up in the hands of Isiosa Iroa. He dropped the basket in. And all of a sudden, it's 21-17.
Longhorns are winning this second quarter.
Longhorns were down by 10, now up by 4. Timeout called by Craig Bronson, the head coach of the Travis Tigers. This is a short timeout, so we'll kind of bring you up to date on the scorebook here and talk about the other game. There's just one other game tonight on a Monday night. It was also a 6 o'clock tip-off. Bush is at Dulles High School. And we'll see if we can find a score on that one. To pass along to you, Lady Longhorns back in action on Wednesday night. 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on the air live from George Ranch at 6:45. Men back in action next Saturday, 1 o'clock. On the air at 12:45 with the live basketball action. And
good.
A reverse layup
good
by
play.
Cam Oliver. Oliver with 10 points. 21-19, Longhorns by 2.
Great to play out of that timeout.
Iroa. Iroa on the left side to Julian Camper. Camper picked up right out there by Cody Harris. Now around to Jaden Gary. Gary's jump shot off the mark. Taken down by Travis. And a drive on the left baseline by Cody Harris. And Harris is fouled. Foul whistled against Isiosa Iroa, his first. First free throw on the way and good by Cody Harris. Harris looking to tie this one up with his second free throw. Travis down by 1, 21-20. Shot on the way and good again.
Travis kind of increased the intensity after that timeout. A lot more defensive pressure.
Tied at 21. A little bit of pressure applied by the Tigers. That is broken by George Ranch. And Camper travels with the basketball. So says the referee on that side of the court. 7 turnovers for George Ranch.
Took a step before he dribbled.
Inbound now to Mekhi McIntyre. McIntyre drifts to the left side.
Oh, another one.
Michael Ufot.
Picked up his pivot foot, traveling.
All right, another travel. 7 turnovers for each club with 3:30 left in the second quarter. Tied at 21. Longhorns went ahead by 4 on the run they had at the mid to late part of the first quarter into the early part of the second quarter. Now it's tied at 21. To Stephen Woods out top. To Camper on the left side. Camper, little move towards the corner. Puts up the jumper. No good.
Long.
Rebound. Cam Oliver. Oliver takes it himself against Stephen Woods. And Woods fouls him on the reach in. First personal foul for Stephen Woods at the free throw line. Cam Oliver, he's got 10 points. Make that 11. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 8 points in the first quarter, 3 here in the second. Ball on the way, and that one's good as well. Oliver, 4-for-4 at the free throw line, and Tigers back on top by 2. Into the corner.
Wide open.
Three-pointer by Camper. No good, and again, the rebound by Cam Oliver. Oliver ahead to Cameron Crockett. He can't get that one to drop, but the follow by McIntyre is good. 11 points for McIntyre. Down low to Iroa. Iroa, double team down there, manages to get it out top to Ori Limbrick, and then around the horn to Woods, back to Camper on the left side. Julian picked up out there by Cameron Crockett. Now to Woods. Woods inside the top of the key. No good. Rebound snapped out of the air by Cameron Crockett.
Travis is on an 8-point run.
And a foul, number 2 on the night for Isioza Iroa. Free throw on the way. Kicks left off the iron. Rebound by George Ranch. Ori Limbrick on the left side takes it himself. And around the horn
wide
to
open.
Beston. Three-pointer.
Oh.
And that one's an air ball by Jamie Beston. Ahead now to Michael Ufot. And
sure.
Ufot puts it up. And a foul whistled against Ori Limbrick.
Charge.
Oh, check that. It's a charge. First foul of the night for the junior Ufot.
Good defense there, keeping his feet down.
All right, Ori Limbrick walks things up across the timeline. 25-21. To Camper out top around to the right side, Ori Limbrick. Limbrick tries to get down the baseline. He's shut off there by Cam Oliver. He kicks it out top to Isioza Iroa. Iroa to Stephen Woods. Inside, 1.5 minutes to play before halftime. To Camper. Travis leads 25-21. Camper down the lane.
Good
a little
shot.
Running layup is good. Julian Camper with 7 points. 25-23, Tigers by 2. Shot from the corner rims in and out.
McIntyre just long on the three-pointer.
Drive on the left side by Beston. No good. Rebound. Steven Woods, but he can't control it as he tries to get out of the pack. Ball goes out of bounds. Nine turnovers for the Longhorns. Eight for Travis. Inside a minute to play. Guy McIntyre calls the play. Ball out top to Joe Cadet. Cadet holds it high and then kicks it over to Cam Oliver. Oliver to McIntyre.
Threw it out of bounds.
He was looking for Crockett near the Longhorn bench. Ball went one way and Crockett went the other, and that is the ninth turnover for the Tigers. Longhorns wanting to tie this up with a two or maybe go ahead by one with a tray if they can before the horn sounds, ending the second quarter. Here comes
Corey
Limbrick.
Oh, he got pushed. Good call.
He was knocked out of bounds. Foul whistled against Joe Cadet, his second personal foul at the free throw line. Ori Limbrick, 3 points tonight for Ori. 63% free throw shooter in 10 games for George Ranch. Shot on the way, hits the front iron and kicks off.
Both teams with eight fouls.
All right, ball in possession of the Tigers and Makai McIntyre. McIntyre picked
Ten
up.
10 seconds left in the half.
By Steven Woods in the corner. Back to McIntyre up top. He lets one fly from the free throw line. That one is no good. But the rebound and the putback is by Michael Ufot. And there's the horn ending the second quarter. Travis Tigers 27, George Ranch 23. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll bring you up to date on scoring through two quarters of play and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hello, fans. It's Chris Elliott, play-by-play voice of Longhorns football this season, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School in a very quiet,
very quiet
gymnasium at halftime. I mean, there are fans on both sides, but
not a lot of excitement, a lot of missed shots, and it's evenly called. Just kind of a sloppy first half.
He's Jerry Toops. I'm Tom Tarando. Let's bring you up to date on scoring through two quarters. Travis leads 27-23. Their top scorer is Cam Oliver with 12, followed by Makai McIntyre with 11, and then a basket by Michael Ufant right before the buzzer sounded there in the second quarter. Cody Harris adds two free throws. That's 27 points for Craig Bronson's club. They have 9 turnovers through halftime. On the other side, George Ranch, led by Julian Camper with 7. 6 points, Jaden Gary. 3 points apiece for Taylor Quarles. Taylor got his on a 3-pointer. Ori Limbrick with a basket and a free throw for 3. And Isiosa Iroa with 2 points. 23 scored by Brian Henry's club thus far. They also have 9 turnovers through 2 quarters. Jerry and I were talking off air about the fact that the Longhorns late in the first quarter and early in the second were finding Isiosa Iroa down near the basket, but they kept going to him, but some of the passes weren't as crisp, and his receipt of those passes
right.
wasn't as good either. And so a lot of baskets went unmade down there, even when the pass got through.
Right, and some air balls on some wide-open three-pointers, too. Doesn't help.
No, not at all.
Julian Campers had a great first. That second quarter, he made 2 great defensive plays and got some key buckets that put us in the lead at four time.
And a handful of assists for Julian as well. Yeah, he had that 3-pointer in the second quarter, as did Taylor Quarles we talked about. Longhorns were down 15-9 after the first quarter, outscored Travis 14-12 in the second quarter to pull within 4, 27-23. Another break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about these clubs, see if we can find a score for the Bush-Dulles game, which started at 6 o'clock as well, and try and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Texas did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch. The game is in progress over at Dulles, but we cannot locate the score of said game. So we'll try again as we can in another source when we can. Travis back out on the court, George Wrench, to follow here shortly. We've got about two more minutes in halftime for a little bit of warm-up, and then we'll tip things off. Game tipped off right about 6 o'clock. I didn't note the time. I normally do. Didn't
pretty quick game.
This time, but, yeah, it's only 6:40, and we're through two quarters of play. And I also noticed, based on the commercials that I didn't play, how quickly that was.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Not a lot of timeouts.
Nope. And not a whole lot of fouls called
right.
to stop play either. Let's see. I have Longhorns with eight.
Eight and eight.
Eight and eight. Good for you. It's always good to have a math teacher on board. I'm telling you. So talk about your second book, which is in the works.
Kind of wanted to write a manifesto of how I am able to inspire kids through verbal communication. My first book had a little bit of it, but it didn't go into great detail. And so I wanted to write a second book that principals could give to teachers to impact kids. That's what that book's all about. Hopefully, my dream is that kids around the world will be impacted that book that I'll never see, because, I mean, there's an art in inspiring kids, and it's done through nonverbal communication, and teachers really aren't taught how to do that. So.
And where's the book in the process?
It's at EduMatch Publishing, and it's about to go through the first read. So hopefully within a calendar year, hopefully we'll see that book come out. And it's going to be a print-on-demand book, so most books now are published or print-on-demand, so it'll be digital and pretty similar to my first book. You could order it through EduMatch Publishing, though.
And it's an interesting process. I know you started it mid-September last year with the contract that you got
right.
From the publisher and copyright things that you needed to do. Submitting a manuscript and
right.
So
it's a tedious process.
It is,
and it's worth the time you put into it.
I was going to say, well worth it at the end, right?
Yes.
All right, Travis will inbound on the far side. Longhorns will move right to left in the second half. Across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your phone, however you're listening to us, and a quick
passed
move.
Passed it right out of bounds.
But an even quicker pass, and that one goes out of bounds. Turnover number 10 for the Tigers as we start the third quarter.
Win the third quarter, you usually win the game. Hopefully the Longhorns can play good here.
If you're a Travis Tigers fan, welcome into the broadcast. We hope you enjoy it. This is live Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio. To Iroa, back out top to Ori Limbrick, back to Iroa.
Oh, bad pass.
He has that ball stolen away. 10 turnovers for George Ranch. Mm. And the lay-in right in front of us here by Makai McIntyre, who's got 13 points. And that lead is now stretched out a bit to 6 points, 29-23.
Lazy pass there.
Limbrick on the right side. Jump shot on the way off the iron. Knocked around. Taken by the Tigers and Cameron Crockett, who lays it in. 2 points for Crockett tonight, 31-23.
Longhorns need a basket to stop the bleeding.
Three-pointer on the way from Lewis. Put back, no good by Iroa. And the ball taken by the Tigers. And the foul whistled against Jordan Lewis, his third personal foul.
Travis extending that lead real quick.
At the free throw line, Makai McIntyre, 13 points on the night. Looking for more here as he stands at the free throw line. First one on the way and good. Camper comes in, as does Stephen Woods. Check that, as does Zion Harper. So it's Harper, Woods, Jordan Lewis, second free throw off the mark.
9-point lead.
Julian Camper and Ori Limbrick in the lineup.
Pass again.
And again, ball stolen away. Bad pass. And that means two more points at this end by the Travis Tigers. And Makai McIntyre, timeout, Brian Henry.
Too many easy points off them turnovers. That's 6 points off turnovers.
Now the biggest lead of the game for the Tigers at 11. It went from 4 to 11 mighty quick here in the third quarter.
You're listening to still looking for the first points.
Listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, I know a thing or two about the George Ranch High School yearbook. The easiest way to order is online at balfour.com, B-A-L-F-O-U-R.com. You can order the book, of course, any accessories you'd like to get with the book. If you're the parent or guardian of a senior, you can order a senior tribute ad. You can do all of that at the website, pay securely, and the book will be delivered to your student at the ranch.
Another turnover.
Again, the Longhorns turn it over.
They're not doing well.
They got 12. Three-pointer on the way. That one is knocked around back into the hands of the Longhorns. Good.
Made a basket.
Pass down.
Good jump. Good
court
shot.
To Camper. Julian Camper. And he, with the running layup, has 9 points. And the lead is cut down to 9, 34-25.
Good defense.
Stolen away by George Ranch. We got to give credit to Stephen Woods on that pass and the assist to Camper. Camper drove on the basket. Ball went out of bounds, and it last touched one of the Tigers, so the Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Out top to Jordan Lewis. Lewis. Stephen Woods, three-pointer from the right wing. And before
foul called,
that can materialize a foul.
3-2, I think. I didn't see the number.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's Cadet.
32.
And that's his third personal foul away from the basketball again.
The basket, yeah.
Longhorns will inbound under their own basket.
Oh, horrible pass.
Ball thrown away by the Longhorns on the inbound. Tigers, Cam Oliver with the basketball on the left side, picked up there by Stephen Woods. Drive by Cameron Crockett. He puts up the shot. It's no good, and he's fouled. Foul on Ori Limbrick, his first at the free throw line. Cameron Crockett. He's got a couple points, basket here in the third, and the first free throw is short. Second free throw on the way by Crockett, and this one finds the bottom of the net. 35-25, 10-point lead now for the Tigers. It was 10 points. Greatest lead by the Tigers in the first quarter. Longhorns actually went
another
ahead.
Another turnover.
And
good defense. And over the back on five. Should be.
All right. So the lay-in attempt, no good.
Yep.
Lay-in attempt, no good by Crockett. Rebound attempt by Julian Camper. He was fouled from behind by Cam Oliver, his first. Now you're up to date with all of those numbers. A spate of turnovers for the Longhorns in the early going here in the third quarter.
They're not making good passes. Got a foul there, though. Harper was fouled
And Longhorns will, again, take it out under their own basket. Horry Limbrick looking, sends it out top to Stephen Woods, and even that one was a little bit dicey, but Woods pulled it down over to Camper. Camper at the free throw line. Stops to Limbrick, back to Camper at the top of the key. Gets it inside to Zion Harper. Harper, good spin move down low. He puts it in, and he's fouled. Zion Harper with his first 2 points of the night.
Zion's got the moves down low.
Foul whistled against Crockett. His second at the free throw line is Harper. And the free throw is good. Zion completes the three-point play. 35-28. Longhorn deficit now 7. To Makai McIntyre. To Oliver. Back to McIntyre. He drives on the right side, puts it up, and he's fouled. Zion Harper with the personal foul, number 2 on the night for Zion.
It was a good move.
McIntyre's first free throw is good. 17 points, 3 for 4 from the free throw line for Makai. Second one on the way. That one off the back iron. Tracked down by Ori Limbrick. Across to Camper. Camper works the right side. Over to Limbrick. Limbrick in the corner to Stephen Woods on the left side. And Woods mishandles the ball, trying to make a move. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 15 for the Longhorns. 11 for the Tigers. This one taken away by Woods. He puts it up. Can't get that one to drop, but he's fouled.
These coaches are not going to like watching the video of this. A lot of sloppy game.
At the free throw line is Stephen Woods. No points tonight for Stephen. 55% free throw shooter on the year. Her shot is up and good. First point of the night as well for Woods. Second free throw on the way.
Good
kicks
rebound.
Left off the iron. 36-29. 7-point lead. And the shot by Camper. And a rebound and a tie-up between
goes to the Longhorns.
Harper and Eric Johnson, and the award goes to George Ranch. Out top to Woods. Beyond the arc.
Finally. Third three-pointer.
And a three-pointer.
Four-point game.
By Woods. 36-32. Leads been as much as 11. Now down to 4. Longhorns have led by as many as 4 in the second quarter. Spin move
good.
Down
good
low
move.
By
good
McIntyre.
Rebound.
The rebound and the putback is good by Eric Johnson. First 2 points of the night for Eric Johnson.
Great offensive rebound and putback right there.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with him. You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
And I think that's Ryan Dunsmore down at the far end with his camera and his notebook, so you can look for Ryan's game story in the Fort Bend Herald tomorrow. We call the Fort Bend Herald, by the way, the best deal in America. $9 a month for home delivery.
That ain't bad.
And you get the online edition free with your subscription.
Nothing covers local newspapers the best you could get for local high school sports.
All right, Limbrick in the corner to Stephen Woods. Woods along the baseline. Kicks it all the way across to Camper. Camper with the running layup again, and again that drops through. 38-34. Longhorns down by four.
Pulled off that three and went around him and got an easy basket.
Inside 3 minutes
good.
To play in the
Camper
third quarter.
Again.
Stolen
great
away
pass.
By Camper. Ahead to Jaden Gary. And the ball is knocked out of bounds from
behind.
Got that
with a two. Camper's having a great game.
Apparently that went off of Jaden, out of bounds for another Longhorns turnover. We're in the third quarter. Travis Tigers lead by four, 38-34, inside 2:40 to play in the third quarter. McIntyre, spin move, then delivers down low to Eric Johnson. He lays it in. Johnson with 4 points, all in the third quarter here. Lead back up to six to Camper. Camper works on Jared Samuels.
Behind the back pass.
And
got it.
A good assist
by
Camper to Jaden Gary. He scores. Didn't see who the foul
is who the foul was.
Whistled on. At the free throw line is Gary. He's a 50% free throw shooter in 10 games for George Ranch. Two for two this evening, pending this one. That's on the way and good. So 3 for 3 for Jaden Gary.
Longhorns are getting back in it. 3-point game.
40-37. Longhorns employ the press, trying to get the basketball back. And the inbound to Crockett. Back to McIntyre. McIntyre chased down by Stephen Woods. McIntyre goes the entire length of the court, and he's kind of muscled out of the way by Stephen Woods. And that's second personal foul on Woods. McIntyre back to the free throw line where he's 3 for 4 tonight. Nice touch from the line. That one drops through. Points for McIntyre. Next shot on the way. Rims around and comes off. To Stephen Woods. Woods double-teamed and then dishes it over to Camper. Julian Camper.
Take care of the ball.
Double-team and noticing the ragged play and the possibility of getting trapped, Ryan
another
Henry
turnover.
Calls a timeout. Yeah, exactly that. And Henry wisely calls a 30-second timeout. All right, we'll keep it here, but take a little breather. The Longhorns.
With them four we're in scoring range. We just got to take care of that ball.
4 points by Woods in the quarter, 4 points by Camper, and a couple great assists and some steals by Julian. 3 points for Jaden Gary, and 3 points for Zion Harper, all in this third quarter.
Take off that horrible start, and we're in the lead. 3 turnovers, 6 quick points for the Tigers.
Yeah, we went through a point with the Longhorns here where they had, 4 consecutive turnovers.
Right.
On trips down
correct.
Court. They now have 7 in the quarter and 16 for the game. All right, ball delivered to Taylor Quarles on the right side to Camper, deeper in the corner, back out to Quarles. Quarles tries to get
pass.
It down low, throws it away. into the hands of McIntyre. McIntyre to Cameron Crockett. Ball knocked around, and last touch by Stephen Woods out of bounds. Ball inbound to Jared Samuels. And the ball along the baseline by Cameron Crockett. And Crockett was forced out of bounds by Camper. Second personal foul for Julian. Ball inbound to Crockett. Crockett turns around and works against. Let's see who that is. Looks like Jamie Beston it is. Jamie draws the foul. Sophomore picks up his first personal foul at the free throw line. Cameron Crockett. First shot is short off the front iron. 1-for-5 from the line tonight for 1-for-6 rather for Cameron Crockett. Next one on the way. This one's good. 2-for-7 from the free throw line. 42-37. Lead back up to 5 points now. Knocked out of bounds. Almost knocked out of bounds, rather. Knocked away from Camper. He recovers to Stephen Woods. Woods beyond the top of the key. Now finds Camper on the right wing. Camper across to Taylor Quarles. Quarles tries to put up a shot, and he's fouled on the three-point attempt by Crockett, his third personal foul. And Taylor Quarles will go to the free throw line shooting three. First one on the way. Front iron, back iron, and off.
Got to make it count.
Second one on the way. That one's good by Taylor. He's got 4 points tonight. The lead is 4 points. His third free throw on the way. That one rims in and out.
Got the rebound, though.
Rebound to the Longhorns. Ball knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound in front of its own bench, rather. Not basket, but bench. Into Camper.
Four-point game. Minute left in the third quarter.
Camper to Stephen Woods. Woods at the free throw line. Turnaround jump shot. No good. Rebound by the Tigers. This one ahead to Cameron Crockett.
That's a foul.
Crockett.
We're already in the bonus. Travis is.
On the reach in by Stephen Woods.
A lot more fouls this quarter. Both teams in the bonus.
Back to the free throw line goes Cameron Crockett.
Missed the first one.
And he will not get another. It was a one and a bonus to Camper. Camper has that one blocked out of bounds. Julian trying to put one up over Cam Oliver. Oliver wouldn't have it. He slapped it out of bounds. Quarles will inbound. The universal slap of the basketball to get everybody moving. Two Quarles in the corner. Back out to Julian Camper. Camper looking to work the ball inside and behind the back pass.
Out of bounds.
And that one out of bounds. 9 turnovers in the quarter, 18 for the game. The Longhorns had 9 through the first half. Yeah. All right, inside 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. Longhorns down by 4. Travis with the basketball to Crockett. Crockett inside the lane. Turnaround shot. Good. And that long
6 points.
Toss is off the mark. That's the buzzer. Travis Tigers 44, Longhorns 38 through 3. We'll be back for the fourth quarter. You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio is brought to you in part by these fine athletic booster club sponsors. Lone Star sponsor, Harold Dentistry,
Gold sponsors, Audra O'Neill Team Real Estate, Greg Harris, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, and Talus Insurance. A salute to our Black Level sponsors, Garrett and Boyd Orthodontics, Memorial Hermann Medical Group, and Reliant, an NRG company. And a special thank you to our Maroon sponsors, Mack Hike Auto Group, and Pearl Dynasty Cuisine. It's easy to become an Athletic Booster Club member or sponsor. Just go to grhsabc.com and choose the member or sponsorship level that fits for you. Thanks again to all of our wonderful sponsors. Now, back to the game.
All right, thanks, Bob Riley. Back to the game, fourth quarter here at George Ranch. Tigers lead by 6, 44-38.
Longhorns are in this game if they could get a little run. Be nice to beat a 4-0 team.
All right, inbound comes the basketball to start the fourth quarter.
Ah,
and
another foul.
Yeah, foul by Taylor Quarles, his first personal foul. He runs into Cam Oliver. Oliver at the free throw line with 12 points. Two free throws converted by Oliver. He's got 14, and the lead pushed back up to 6. Longhorns.
Oh, that's a foul.
Have the basketball slapped away.
That's Crockett's fourth, I think.
Yep, it is. And Ori Limbrick will head to the free throw line. 3 points on the night for Ori. 1 for 2 from the line.
Need to make them count.
Shot on the way and kicks left after hitting the right iron. 46-38. Tigers by 8. I may have said 6 before. It's back up to 8. Shot from beyond the arc at the top of the key. Off the mark. Tracked
Long
down
horns.
By Quarles.
Longhorns need a bucket.
To Iroa. Iroa. To Limbrick. Ori works inside. Kicks it to Iroa. Iroa.
Oh, he walked.
Yep. Dragged that pivot foot. Looked like he was going to drive all the way to the basket. Tried to stop himself and drag that pivot foot.
Need to stop.
All right, the inbound to McIntyre. He's picked up right away by Jamie Beston. And across the line. The shot is
foot
good.
Foot was on the line.
Yeah.
Almost 3. It's a 10-point game now, though.
That's a 2, 48-38. 20 points for Makai McIntyre. Ball to Iroa. Iroa in the corner to Jamie Beston. He hits the three-pointer like he did the other night. He comes in and knocks one down. Last Friday,
he had
7 points in that third quarter, including a three-pointer. McIntyre.
Oh, good shot.
Up. Good. The Longhorns have no answer for Jamie McIntyre. He's got 22 points.
Zion.
Zion at the far end. Puts it up twice. Second time he's fouled. At the free throw line, Zion Harper with 3 points.
Well,
shot on the way.
You could hear yourself think if you're shooting the free throw there.
First one a little bit short off the front iron. The other night, we've said this a couple times during the pregame and during the game, Harper led the way with 18 points last Friday against Bush High School. Second free throw on the way. That one's good. two for three from the free throw line. 4 points on the night for Zion Harper. Longhorn still down by 8, 50-42.
Stop the ball. Not stopping the dribble.
Iroa trying to keep up with McIntyre. Picks up the personal. That's his third. And back to the free throw line again goes Makai McIntyre.
Two shots.
4 of 6 from the free throw line. 5 of 7 as that one goes through. Steven Woods is in, checking out Taylor Quarles for George Ranch. McIntyre with 23. Second free throw on the way. This one rims around and out. Tracked down by Steven Woods. Woods to Ori Limbrick on the right side. He's across midcourt into that corner and then along the baseline. Back outside.
Oh, yes.
A three-pointer on the left wing by Steven Woods. 7 points for Woods. And a 6-point lead for Travis.
Oh,
here's a three-pointer. And the answer by Cam Oliver. 54-45, 9-point lead. Limbrick to Woods. Woods wants to try another three. Thinks better of that and kicks over on the right side to Iroa. He dribbles towards the top of the key, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Jared Samuels. Samuels ahead to McIntyre. McIntyre, three-pointer, good.
I think that's Travis's first 2 3-pointers of the night.
Makai McIntyre.
12-point game.
57-45, he hit the three.
Two in a row.
8 points in the quarter, 26 for the game. And we've said this before, it bears repeating. The Longhorns have no answer for McIntyre.
Travis approaching their average of 63 points. That's three-pointers are really helping.
And what's happening also is not only the offense that McIntyre has, but he's been sent to the free throw line 8 times because the Longhorns are trying to keep up with them. They can't. They're having trouble doing that. Reach-in fouls and things like that. 57-45. Biggest lead of the night now is 12 points for the Tigers.
This is a 6-point game and then 2 3-point shots in a row, and now it's 12.
All right, ahead now. Julian Camper, sliding pick. Or a moving screen.
Yes.
However you want to say that. End result is the same. Foul picked up by the Longhorns. Ball will be inbound at the far side of the court at the far end by Samuels. Check that. Cody Harris got it in to McIntyre. They head now to Jody Cadet. Cadet holds it high. He's got Zion Harper way out on him. McIntyre picked up by Steven Woods. Ahead to Cadet.
Over Travis trying to eat some time.
To Oliver. Oliver drives on the left side.
Good shot.
One-handed shot is good by Oliver. Lead expands to 14. 4 minutes left in the basketball game. Steven Woods puts up the shot, bounces around, and drops through.
Good shot on that offensive possession there.
9 points for Woods.
Here comes McIntyre. Stop the dribble.
And the Longhorns are able to block that shot.
Wow.
Gets his own rebound. Looks around. Nobody's going to do anything. And he puts it back up. 61-47. 14-point lead for Travis.
It's about 4 baskets for McIntyre where no one stopped the dribble. He just went straight in and got a layup.
You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Back at George Ranch High School, Travis Tigers have been killing it here in the fourth quarter.
Pulled away.
They're ahead by 14 now, 61-47. Third quarter ended with the Longhorns down by only six. Now the lead up to 14. And it's all Makai McIntyre in the fourth quarter. 3, 5, 7, 9, 10 points in the quarter, and 28 for the ball game. Longhorns, jumper from the free throw line by Ori Limbrick. Knocked around, back to Limbrick. Out top, three-pointer.
Long three.
Is good by Julian Camper.
Wow.
Camper with 14.
Camper's having a great game.
Nice three-pointer, second of the night for Camper. And a three-pointer. And the answer by Cam Oliver. He drills that one. 64-50. Back up to 14. Teams trade three-pointers now. Time running out for George Ranch. Here's Woods, three-pointer. Short. Tracked down by Limbrick. He on the right side.
Shot.
Uses the glass and puts it in on the running layup. 5 points for Limbrick. And a turnover.
Charge. Push off.
I guess
on
he,
five.
Yeah, that is Oliver with his second. I didn't get that indication at the beginning. Turnover still stands. That's 14 on the night for Travis. Longhorns with 18.
Got to get better passes.
At this late stage of the ball game, 2:39 left, and down by 12 every trip down court.
Yes.
You got to get something positive here.
Exactly.
Not having to redo your trip down court with an errant throw. All right. To Jordan Lewis on the right side. Lewis out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick beyond the arc. He's checked there by Jared Samuels.
Right to him. Bad
and
pass.
Ball knocked away. 20 turnovers now for George Ranch. McIntyre with the drive. Layup is short. Putback is short. McIntyre's second attempt, no good.
Unbelievable.
But Joe Cadet is there to lay this one in. First 2 points of the night for Joe Cadet. 66-52.
Three-pointer, I think. One.
Stephen Woods with the three-pointer for George Ranch. 66-55, the lead's 11. Second three-pointer of the quarter for Woods, third on the night. He's got 12 points.
1:50 left in the game.
But again, every trip down has to bear some fruit. Otherwise,
down double digits with less than two.
Yeah. You're
facing an uphill battle.
Trading baskets isn't going to do a whole lot.
Three-pointers by Travis in the fourth quarter have really pulled him away.
Yeah, a couple by Cam Oliver and one by Makai McIntyre.
And we're not able to stop McIntyre. He just comes right down on the possession and no one's stopping his dribble. Gets all the way to the basket.
Four three-pointers in the fourth quarter here by the Longhorns.
Right.
Two by Woods, one by Camper, and one by Jamie Beston. But again, it's got to be more consistent with the trips down court. All right, next game for George Ranch will be Saturday. Back here at the ranch, they'll host Dulles. We're on the air at 12:45 Saturday afternoon. Tip-off is set for 1. Tomorrow night, Travis goes to Elkins. Tip-off is at 7. The inbound to Samuels, back to McIntyre. McIntyre has Julian Camper on him, top left. Woods picks up Samuels. Now the ball around to Cam Oliver. Oliver drives
great
on the basket.
Layup, left-hand layup.
And the scoop layup is good with the left hand, 68-53. Inside 120 to play. Steven Woods, three-pointer from the left side off the iron. Taken down by the Tigers. Ahead now to Jared Samuels. Samuels tied up momentarily. And now the jam attempt by Cadet, and he can't get that one to drop.
It's not good, but you're up by 13. Good block.
To Limbrick.
Two shots.
And Limbrick is fouled down there by Samuels, his fourth on the night at the free throw line. Ori Limbrick, 63% free throw shooter on the season, and a 33% shooter tonight, 1-for-3. First one on the way and good.
51 seconds left in a 12-point game.
What are the odds? What's the probability there, Mr. Math Teacher?
Not well.
Not well.
I've seen a couple of times where teams blow a 10-point lead with less than a minute, but not often.
All right, second free throw is good. And at this end, Joe Cadet gets some redemption, lays one in. 70-57, and Julian
great.
Camper.
Camper again. He's having a great night.
16 points for Julian. 70-59. 11-point lead now for Travis.
30 seconds.
To McIntyre. Kind of heads to the basket, then spins out. Content to dribble the ball out. And dribble the game out, rather.
13 seconds.
All right, head to Harris.
And it looks like they're just going to dribble it out.
Back to McIntyre.
Great game by Travis.
And some high fives and some good games.
Well-played game.
Yeah, issued by the Longhorns to the Tigers. Tigers win it 70-59. Jerry and I will be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. Final score again, Travis Tigers 70, Longhorns 59.
Hard to beat a team with that many turnovers.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, Jerry Toops, Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School. Final score here, Travis Tigers pick up win number 10 on the season against three losses with a 70-59 victory over George Ranch. Longhorns drop beyond. Let me say that again. Longhorns drop below 500 at 5-6. They're now 500 in district play at 3-3. Tigers 5-0. They move on to their next game Wednesday night at Elkins at 7 o'clock. Scoring top scorer on the floor for both clubs, Makai McIntyre with 28-10 in the fourth quarter. He did it all. Three-pointers, free throws, knocking them down here and there.
McIntyre showing that fourth quarter.
24 points, Cam Oliver. 6 points, Cameron Crockett. 4 points for Joe Cadet. And then a basket apiece, or a couple of free throws, rather, by Cody Harris. A basket by Michael Ufant. And that's the scoring. 14 turnovers for the Tigers in the ball game. On the other side, two players in double figures. Camper with 16. Steven Woods with 12. Dropped down to 9, Jaden Gary. 7, Ori Limbrick. 4 points apiece for Quarles and Zion Harper. 3 by Jamie Beston. That coming on a three-pointer in the fourth quarter. And then a basket by Isiosa Iroa in the second quarter. 59 points for George Ranch, 20 turnovers for the Longhorns.
A lot of turnovers. It's hard to beat an undefeated team in district with that many turnovers. It's tough. Put yourself in a bad situation.
Longhorns had 9 turnovers through halftime and then committed 9 in the third quarter and at one point 4 in a row and finished the game with 20. And that certainly tipped the scales in that third quarter. And, put the Tigers on their track to win their 10th game.
Travis profited off those turnovers.
Definitely.
Especially McIntyre when he got it. He went straight in and scored.
And if not benefited directly, which they did, but also just the momentum and things like that.
The third quarter. You win the first part of that third quarter, it's hard to lose it.
And when the other club is throwing the ball away, it's easy for benefiting team, the Tigers in this case, to take the next trip down.
Correct.
And
makes
knock
it
down
a little
a
bit easier.
Or doing something like that, yeah, absolutely. All right, Longhorns, as we said, next game is right here at George Ranch on Saturday afternoon. 1 o'clock tip-off will be on the air live at 12:45 p.m. With that ball game, Travis Tigers are in play on Wednesday night at Elkins. Tip-off there, 7 o'clock. Final score again, Travis Tigers 70, Longhorns 59. For Jerry Toops, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks so much
Thank
for helping
out. Thank you so much for inviting me here tonight.
I appreciate it. We'll have you back. We certainly will. That's it. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on this early tip on a Monday night. Final score, Travis 70, George Ranch 59. So long, everybody.